More than 100,000 Vietnamese came to the U.S. immediately after the fall of Saigon, and many of those first arrivals passed through the American territory of Guam, where they were registered before being resettled here. It was an anxious time. Families who were separated in the rush to leave Vietnam had to wait to be reunited. Joshua Huynh remembers when his family got to Guam on a boat in 1975. He was 10 at the time.
When we arrived in Guam, they put us into a big camp. It was then I realized that my dad's still not with us.
But he figured his dad would show up soon.
I noticed there was a bus of people coming in almost every day at a certain time. So every day I'll make it out there at that time, and I would jump on every bus that comes through there. And I would say, "Ba," real loud, hoping he recognized my voice and responded. And every day, there was no answer. But, you know, I never give up. One day, I jump on the bus, did the same thing, and I heard his voice. Just like, "Hey, Dad, how you know? Where you been? Mom's looking for you." No big deal. He was crying, but to me, I didn't know any better. So I took his hand and took him back to the where we were staying. It's just my mom staring outside the window. And I said, "Mom, hey, look, Dad's right here." And they started crying. I was like, "What's going on? Why y'all crying?" You know.
And then Huynh's family was off to Boise, Idaho. He remembers one of his first holidays there, Halloween.
And they told us, "Okay, let's get ready. You're going to dress up." I said, "I don't have a costume." So they grabbed me a sheet, threw over my head, and tell me, "Okay, I want you to go through the door, knock on the door," and says, "Trick or treat." So I did. I knock on the door, trick or treat, and the people give me candy. I was like, "Wow, how strange is this? They have no idea who I am now with the sheet over my head, but yet they gave me candy. This is great." So I spent all night up until midnight just ringing on everybody's doors. Yeah, and I was sick the next day.
See, all kids' bellies are the same. Huynh remembers that getting a real footing here was hard, though, for the refugees.
None of us spoke English when we got here. Picked up most of my English from watching Sesame Streets and Electric Avenues and cartoons and Scooby-Doos. And the refugees kept to themselves. We all kept together. But once we were in school, I think the kids, the younger ones, assimilate a lot quicker than that of my older brother or my mother.
Joshua Huynh, now 49, lives in Houston and has grown children. His story comes to us through a collaboration between StoryCorps and PBS's American Experience. They've collected more stories like this from Vietnamese refugees, and we've got a link at PRI.org.